Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed
Good morning, church family. Hope you're having a great day and a wonderful Sunday. We just want to start out with some announcements real quick. We just have one announcement today. Just want to remind you to keep sending in your tithes and offerings. And if you want to send one in, make sure you send a check to our P.O. Box at P.O. Box 36. Or if you want to give online, you can go to our church website and follow the instructions there to go to tithely.com and you can fill one out there. So with saying that, let's start our worship with a word of prayer today. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful Sunday. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for a wonderful Thanksgiving with our friends and family. And just be with us today as we go through this worship service and let it be honoring and pleasing to you. And in your name we pray. Amen.
If ever there was a year we needed Advent, this is the year. We hardly know how to describe this year we have lived through. We hesitate to reflect on all the mess around us in 2020. All we know is that nothing seems right, nothing seems like it used to be, nothing. We really need Advent. That's why the prophet Isaiah cried out for us in Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 2. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, to make your name known so that nations might tremble at your presence. We ask you, Lord, to tear through this mess and come down to us again. We long to be your people, a people of hope. So we light this first candle of Advent as a sign of our hope. Hope that you can meet us even in the mess of this world. Hope that you will see us, though we feel we are lost in the rubble. Let this light be the guide that brings us Emmanuel once more.
We've came to the point in our service that it's time for our prayers and concerns. So I first want to share a thank you note that I received from Denny Mormon that states, I want to thank the church family for the flowers and all the prayers during my knee surgery. It's great to hear that Denny's doing well, but we also need to keep him in prayers as he's recovering and going through physical therapy. A couple other requests that I received this week were for Denny Mormon's family with the recent loss of his sister-in-law, Terry. We need to keep them in prayer. Jim Pinkerton's daughter, Kathy, she was admitted to the hospital this week. And for Scott and Karen's family due to the recent loss of Scott's mother. I know a lot of these losses are going to be difficult during Thanksgiving time and the holidays. So I encourage you to send a note, make a phone call to these families that have lost loved ones, just encouraging them and letting them know you're with them or thinking about them and praying for them. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and bring these concerns to Him. Dear Lord, during this year, so much in our life has just felt broken and confusing. And we have so many concerns and cares that are on our minds and hearts, and they tend to weigh us down every day. But we ask you to be with those today who need your touch for healing, your touch for comfort, or just to know that you're there with them today. Be with us and help us to learn to cast our cares on you as we learn to know what true trust is. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, as you guys can see, I am clearly not David Henry. David had some unforeseen circumstances come up that he was not able to be with us today. So, in true lay leader fashion, I am filling in at the last second. So, bear with me. I promise I don't have any jokes to make. Try to make you laugh. It's a little awkward trying to tell a joke in an empty sanctuary when you don't have any laughter except a canned laughter track that may play in the background quietly. So today's message I want to share with you is about not being distracted from thankfulness. So I want you to start out with thinking back to the early 1970s, for those of you that were born back then. In the early 1970s, the first Charlie Brown Thanksgiving aired on primetime television. And this was based on a popular comic strip that we all know and love called Peanuts. As a child, watching this show became one of my favorite Thanksgiving traditions. And now as an adult, it will become a tradition I hope to pass on to my new niece and nephew. Not only because Linus's prayer at the dinner table showed us how to be thankful at Thanksgiving, but it also showed us Peppermint Patty's behavior on how not to be. If you've never watched a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, let me try and paint a picture for you. Peppermint Patty, upon sitting down at the Thanksgiving table, made the honorable suggestion to say grace before they began eating the meal. However, when she was asked why she wanted to pray before the meal, she said it was because it's Thanksgiving, you know? Peppermint Patty initiated the call to prayer out of her perceived obligations. But it was her actions which proved she only had head knowledge of true thankfulness, not heart knowledge. Because as soon as Linus said amen, she looked around at the table, and details began to distract her from thankfulness and from the gifts they had been given. When her expectations of what Thanksgiving should look like didn't match up with her reality, she began to get very upset and very irritated. She got so upset that she began to verbally express her dissatisfaction and became annoyed with one of the guests, Snoopy. She was aggravated and the food didn't meet her traditional requirements. She complained and yelled, having quickly forgotten all about Linus's prayer and the importance of being truly thankful. She became focused on the annoyances instead of the prayer and true gratitude. Can you relate with that? Unfortunately, this scene is all too familiar in our households across the country today during Thanksgiving and other holidays. We have this idea of how we want the holidays to look, but in our reality, we may not always match up to our expectations. Difficult circumstances and details can distract us from what God wants. I share that story with you this morning from Charlie Brown Thanksgiving because today's key verse that I want to share comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which states, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs to Christ Jesus." Here we read when we are to be thankful in all circumstances. And we also read in this message why we are to be thankful. Because this is God's will for all believers. Because he knows a grateful heart is a happy heart. We can be thankful no matter what we are facing today, because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. In this verse, the Apostle Paul is giving instructions on how to gain heart knowledge, not just head knowledge, of true gratitude. We are to be thankful in the midst of all circumstances, not merely those that are the easy ones or the pleasing ones to us. I realize this is definitely far easier said than done myself, but God asks us to trust him and trust his ways even when we don't understand them. Therefore, we are to be thankful for the gifts he has given us, not focus on what we don't have yet. Rarely do families get through a Thanksgiving dinner without perfectly cooked food, children with amazing manners, babies who don't cry or pick the most inopportune time to dirty their diapers, siblings who don't argue, spouses who don't fight, drinks that don't go unspilled, or a family member in total agreement about which football team or game we should watch. Some years, families are just fractured or even very distant memories. See, the enemy wants us to use all these side details to distract us from what we really should be focusing on. We should be focusing on the giver of the gifts, not the gifts themselves. During the holidays or any day of the year, we can easily morph into a peppermint patty if we're not very careful. We don't want to be someone who gives thanks with our mouth and not our heart. A person so distant by the less than desired details that they overlook the thankfulness they should have in their hearts for Christ. Not just how he blesses, but for who he blesses and for who he is. As we all know perfectly well, life is not easy. And holidays are not always perfect or peaceful. But we can always have a heart full of thankfulness if we remember who gives us reasons to be thankful. Not just what we're thankful for. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, please help us when we all start letting the details of the holidays, annoying frustrations, or unmet expectations distract us from all the reasons we have to be abundantly grateful for. And help us have a heart full of thankfulness. Not just today, but every day. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come. Oh, come, Emmanuel. The child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels sing?
For a little bit of